Blog Talk Radio.
And we are here with Zenon. Sorry about the delay real quick with all that. I think we finally worked out the kinks on that. We'll have to remember to plug it in next time, I guess. But, of course, I am your host, Jeremy York, joined once again by the coach, Mr. Haywood Hill. How you doing this week?
I'm great, Jeremy.
Of course, we'll go through various business over the weekend. Glad that we both made it back in one piece. Seemed to work pretty well. I think with everything handled. But there is a few things we wanted to hit with you this week. Of course, we want to talk about the new rookie quarterback trend. We want to tell you about the new female officials that will be in the preseason because this is kind of a growing trend, the same way we've talked about everybody from Michael Sam changing perceptions all the way up to these ladies. And, of course, one of the big topics out of San Francisco is the future for Aldon Smith out that way. But I do want to start off, I hate starting off on such a tragic event, but I heard earlier today, and we even took a moment of silence when we heard it, that longtime Buccaneers owner, Mr. Malcolm Glazer, at the age of 85, did pass away, and we wanted to tell everybody our thoughts and prayers and condolences to all his friends and family, because the Glazers have been very good for the Tampa Bay area in the same way that Arthur Blank has been good for Atlanta, in the same way that Shad for Jacksonville, in the same way that owners all across the league have been. And I know Mr. Goodell jumped on his Twitter to send out his condolences as well, as he's going to meet with the family. But it's just tragic to lose another good guy off the board.
Well, absolutely. Anytime you're talking about owners in any major sport and what they have contributed and the process that they went through to become owners, whether it was inherited for them to become that owner, or if they came in through the process,
right,
the fact that they were willing to be a part of something that great and continue to live out the vision of what it stands for to be in major sports. It's a tragic loss, and I'm sure the organization will bounce back, but most definitely they will play hard this year, considering all of those young men and all of the people that work in the front office, the staff in general, just for the opportunity they had to be a part of the Buccaneers organization.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, our thoughts and condolences out to the Tampa Bay area in general, not just the Glazers, because, I mean, he brought them a championship.
Absolutely.
He brought them John Gruden. You know, they've had so many good coaches, so many good players in through there, even Lovey Smith, Tony Dungy. These guys know what they're good owners, and just because they own an English Premier League soccer team doesn't mean they don't know anything about American football. They seem to know a little bit about both.
Absolutely.
But brighter things as far as the NFL world is concerned, this new quarterback trend that started this year, and it seems that the Cleveland Browns are going to skip this particular thing because the way that's playing out. We'll get into Johnny Football's exploits in a minute, but the new rookie quarterback trend is kind of a college thing, almost, in a way, where the Vikings and Teddy Bridgewater, the Jaguars and Blake Bortles, and Derek Carr in Oakland are going to be redshirted their first year, kind of, sort of. I don't know if that means they're going to be active or non-active. They'll probably be a non-active participant, but they'll be at all the practices. They'll be learning under, you know, the incumbents that are there. But they're going to kind of redshirt them that first year. From a coaching perspective,
well, again, the thing that they probably have evaluated upon getting those young men into their prospective organization is that learning curve. How fast have they really picked up this offense? And is it really feasible to water it down so much that it's not effective? That other side of point. So obviously, and that's taking nothing from these players because they're great athletes, but the complexity of the language, the reason they have to make twice as fast, and the things that they have to learn, they might not just be on pace right now to go into a season comfortably as the starter. That doesn't mean that things do not change as the season progresses. but it is they're going to at least go with and those quarterbacks that are already there to see where they're going to be and how fast they're going to jump into their roles, knowing that they have these players behind them. So now it's just one of those things where it's a learning curve. It is how fast they're grasping the offense. And, it, again, it's the complexity. There's a lot that goes on in the mind of a quarterback moving from, say, 30 plays to 60 plays or 40
right.
plays. And how fast they're getting that information. And every day that they're looking at it, they're being graded. So that's another part of it. It doesn't mean that a D is bad. It just means it might not be durable right now. And so that's part of that process.
Yeah, and with Oakland, and it's not to bring up sore subjects with this particular family we're going to mention, but is Oakland trying to make sure that Derek Carr doesn't have a similar path or career that his brother David had a couple years ago with Houston?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I mean, you know, again, they're being evaluated by not only their position coaches, but they're also being evaluated by the offensive coordinator and under the watchful eye of the head coach. Because, again, if the head coach walks into the room with the offensive coordinator and they're talking and he sees a lot of inconsistencies, remember the person who has to answer for that 53-man roster is the head coach
exactly.
at the end of the day. And so those are some of the things that he is entrusting with the offensive coordinator. How well is this player getting this information? Not only can he just regurgitate the language, you know, consistently, when I get out there on film and I'm looking at what the player is designed to do, is he delivering that consistently as well? And so those are the things that they have to look at. And you have to be realistic with yourself as a coach. You know, it's not about, well, I want the excitement of this, but can this player really deliver this on Sundays
exactly.
and consistently on Sundays?
Exactly. And, you know, the Vikings, as bad as they need a quarterback, is this kind of their way of not having to take another first or second round pick next year to take a flyer on another quarterback where they can kind of evaluate Bridgewater to make sure that he is worth trading back up and taking in the 32nd pick?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that he'll be ready. I think he probably was the most ready as far as the football IQ language. But now, just because he knows the language, is it transitioning into the field work?
Right.
And I think that might be the little thing that's holding him back right now. And all of the players should not be surprised by this. They should
right.
not be surprised because they have a playbook that's as tall as two, you know, encyclopedias stacked on top of each other, or dictionaries. So they have a lot of stuff they have to learn, and the timeline is very short. So, I mean, at this point, most of those guys would be lucky if they're a fourth of the way through the playbook consistently.
Exactly. But, I mean, I'll get more into Blake Bortles on Jaguar Zone later on. But, you know, I kind of like this. In the same way that we both think that we need a feeder league, this whole redshirting idea is not a bad trend. San Francisco kind of, in a way, it was injury-related, but they did a similar thing with Marcus Lattimore. They were able to, because of his injury, let him sit out a year, let him, you know, get behind Frank Gore, and Frank Gore to kind of go, hey, if you want to be in this league for a long time, here's the way you kind of need to play it. And it's going to leave it to where if Frank Gore were to leave San Francisco, whether they decided to, you know, part with him or whether he just decided to leave, they're kind of backed up already in that position because of kind of the redshirt idea.
Absolutely. Again, as I stated, it's just a lot to learn. It's a small window to learn all this stuff in before you actually hit the field.
Yep. And we are going to take a short break real quick. The other side break, we're going to tell you about the two new female officials, at least for the preseason. I believe it's kind of their tryout to see how it's going to play out. And we talk about Alden Smith and more because Alden Smith keeps it interesting. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones,
salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you. Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think.
With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hey, Zoners, it's Jeremy the Impact York. Are you looking for a dinner full of flavor with a little kick? Then Tequila Mexican Restaurant is your destination for authentic Mexican food and drinks. Make sure to come by on the weekends for live music on the patio and bring all your friends for a good time. With locations in Dallas and Hiram, they are ready to dish out their great food and more. And we are back. Hope you guys visit all our sponsors and love them just as much as we do. Some great food there. And, of course, if you do want to advertise with us, you can always email us at 3endzone@gmail.com. Just hit us up there, and we'll be glad to get you set up with that. But we are back and do want to hit on the female referees that were announced. And it's not just because, oh, now there's girls on the field, because there's been females before. But this is kind of in a similar boat to, you know, Michael Sam being the trendsetter, the first openly gay player to not only be drafted, but, you know, be on the roster. And it's going to open the door for a whole new acceptance, hopefully, across the league. But we're going to have line judge Sarah Thomas, and we're going to have head linesman Maya Chaka. And clearly they can't just walk in off the street. You do have to probably have some sort of prior experience, I would imagine, probably at the collegiate level for these guys. And I said, to me, this is going to be the trend-setting thing. If they're able to go in and effectively do their job and there's no real altercations, and it's not just a bad call, because referees are going to make bad calls. It happens. We're all human here. But if there's no altercation somehow between a player being inappropriate or they being inappropriate in action, this should go swimmingly.
I think it's going to work. Backing up to Ms. Thomas, she actually – did some officiating last year in one of the games where she, I think she did a preseason game last year on the New Orleans Saints. Or she was in training camp with them last August. So she brings that experience to the table. The other young lady is a protege of hers. So she has also been working with her. And one thing about the officiating dynamics is that you have to actually go through officiating school.
Right.
So they are going through that process now of being evaluated through mini camps, through preseason games, and, you know, it's only 119 officials in the NFL. So to be amongst that elite group, you've gone through some rigorous training and a lot of evaluation to make it. But if they do get an opportunity, and the opportunity is there on the table, obviously, for them now, I think, it just starts to speak volumes again of where the NFL is going. I think you have some of that in basketball now, in the NBA. So now they're just catching up, and I mean, with a lot of the big sports and where they're going with a lot of areas under the umbrella of equal opportunity employee.
Right. Yeah, like I said, this is I won't really say a non-issue because there's no reason for it to be an issue, but very much, you know, I look forward to this. If they can go out and do their job effectively, it's always been at least my personal stance, and not to get on a soapbox or nothing, but my personal stance is no matter what your background or your race or your ethnicity or your gender, if you can get the job done, then you should get paid to do the job.
Absolutely.
And I think these two are going to be the ones that are really the flag bearers, so to say, as long as it's not just an incident for publicity, which the NFL is usually shying away from. So,
and again, it gives an opportunity for a different fan base to go in and not intimidating and watching the game as they watch these young ladies develop and grow. You will probably start seeing classes. The NFL might start having local classes where their prospective teams are so that people can come in and learn and get themselves familiarized with the rules of the game.
Correct. And we do want to try to hit a caller real quick before we get into Alden Smith, and I'm sure everybody's lined up to talk about Alden Smith. I have been talking about him all week long. He has always given us something to talk about, just like Rex Ryan. Love you, Rex. If you want to call in, our number is 347-826-7448. You're in the end zone. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Coach Hill. This is Reggie Walker, your friendly neighborhood Falcon fan.
Hi, Reggie.
How
you guys
Reggie?
Doing?
Great.
We're doing good.
Hey, I wanted to touch briefly on the female referees. I'm very excited about that. My wife is now starting to get more into football, and I love to see women into football and really understand. And there are a lot of women that are very knowledgeable about football as well. So I think with Coach Hill mentioning, you know, this is going to touch on a new fan base, I think it's good. I mean, it's already happened in the NBA. So I think, you know, it's only befitting that the NFL be next.
Exactly. And, you know, it's good that there's such an acceptance already going on for this, that it's not going to be a full-blown publicity scandal or something like that. But, Reggie, while we do have you on real quick, you know, the other main topic we were talking about was the new rookie quarterback kind of redshirting. You think Atlanta should have done that with Matt Ryan a couple years ago?
No, I think given the circumstances and what was going on with the whole Mike Vick debacle, they didn't have a choice. They wouldn't have had a choice anyway. And again, once you go number three with the pick, which I'm very surprised that Jacksonville is going to redshirt Bortles, I think they need that guy right away. And I think he's capable of starting right away. So it's going to be interesting to see how the fan base reacts to that decision after a few preseason games, because I don't think there's anybody else that they have at that spot that's better. But, no, I think that Atlanta couldn't have afforded to take that risk. They had to play Matt Ryan right away.
And
I'm glad
I
they
do
did
because
he came in winning. So.
Oh, yeah, it definitely worked out for Atlanta. And as the perfect, I appreciate you setting it on the tee for me so that I can tease the Jaguars on. I actually have the answer to your Bortles question, but you'll have to tune in to Jaguar Zone later on tonight to hear the answer for that one.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure I do that.
But, Reggie, we do appreciate you calling in, and look forward to hearing from you here on Falcon Zone here in a few minutes.
All right. Thanks, guys. Great show.
As always, that is our local neighborhood Falcons fan, and that's actually an understatement. He is one of the biggest diehard fans that I've ever come across, and I love coming across passionate fans, so it's always fun talking to Reggie. But the last thing we do want to hit on before we get out of here, and it's one of those things that it's not that we always want to talk about people like Alden Smith, but it's not just him as a player or anything like that, but a player such as him that is as talented as he is, puts up the kind of numbers he does. I mean, he's like some of the fastest to so many sacks in such a short amount of time, so much talent, but has these off-the-field issues. I mean, as a coach and personnel director and everything, I know you've come across these kind of guys. You know, a player with that kind of talent, how would you handle Alden Smith at this point?
Well, if you remember some shows ago in the beginning, we talked about what separates you from just being a player and a pro player, and it's all professionalism. And whether you're in the season or not in the season, you always have to conduct yourself as a pro because you're a figure now, you're a public figure.
Right.
In some areas, you're a celebrity. And because of his attributes and what he's been able to bring to that particular team, not to mention it's a legacy team, the 49ers,
oh, right.
You have to always be careful at you know, what you do. You're never out of season, I tell professional athletes. You're never out of season. There is somebody somewhere always watching everything that you do, okay? So keep that in mind. Your career is not a long one. You hope to be blessed with a long career, but the percentages show that most players don't play past 3.5 years. So with that being the case, you don't want to put yourself in a position where a team has to make a decision on your career versus you having the option of a career.
Right.
And so that's all I like to say about this, about the Mr. Smith, is that you just have to be careful that when you're out here in the public eye, that you're always being watched, and you have to carry and conduct yourself as a professional. Even when you're right,
mm-hmm.
you have to let someone else is wrong. You have to let them be right because it costs you something in the end. And although people might say that there's no such thing as bad publicity, I think that has changed.
Yeah,
over time.
Yeah, I think the you know, it used to be there's no such thing as bad publicity, that as long as we're talking about you, it's a good thing. But, you know, given even recent events in the NBA with particular owners, even sometimes behind closed doors, you have to watch what you say, who you say it to, and if they happen to be recording it. But as far as Alden Smith goes, we're hearing rumors back and forth, but the people we're not hearing rumors from are his coach, Jim Harbaugh, and his organization and the Yorks and everybody that run that, even though I haven't been able to tie myself to being affiliated with them, they run a very tight ship over there, and if they end up, you know, keeping him around, then they keep him around. If not, then there's other ways that they can approach this and still come out on the plus side.
So one of the things that I want to say with that is that we have a code of conduct according
right.
to the NFL, and so all of the players are under that umbrella. Whether you're with, you know, whether your team deals with you specifically in an individual discipline,
mm-hmm.
or the NFL takes it on, there is a code of conduct, and everyone is made aware of all of these things as they go. Now, no one's perfect, but you do, and you are given the rules, and you have those rules, and you
exactly.
have a union that continues to tell you about those rules. So, again, I just hope that Mr. Smith, you know, can pull this through. Hope that he can get back on the field and you know, and continue to show what type of athlete he is. And this is just an isolated incident that he's starting to realize now is not he's not winning with that.
Exactly. And as we wrap it up here for this week on End Zone, as always, appreciate you coming on with us, Coach Hill, and appreciate Reggie calling in and all you guys for tuning in and listening to us. But as a quick hit to tie us back around to our first issue, with Johnny Manziel, and you know, he took his little 3-day Vegas vacation. It's Johnny football. It's part of the culture and part of what Cleveland was getting when they drafted him. They know this. He addressed the media today, and when they questioned him about it, I believe I'm paraphrasing, but his general quote was, "He's not concerned with what other people think or say about him." Even though that's going to stir up a hornet's nest among the media, to me, he's handling himself like it's my business. It's between me, my agent, my family, my team, if I go to Vegas when I have 3 days off. Now, he probably won't do this during the actual football season, but, you know, given the fact that they have Brian Hoyer, who was a pretty good starter for him last year, should they redshirt him this year?
Absolutely.
Give Manziel a little bit of room to
Absolutely.
Grow.
Absolutely, because there's a level of maturation he has to just prove now. I mean, he hasn't thrown one NFL ball yet.
Exactly.
And so now, if this is the attitude, how are you going to coach that in the game? What are you going to do with that when it appears in the game? And what happens when it comes to the sideline and you're trying to address an issue mm-hmm. and he shuts down? So I don't think it's a bad move for Cleveland to stay where they are, and let's see if this young man really wants to be an NFL player.
Exactly, because according to the owner, I believe he's second on the depth. I guess we'll have to see. Time will tell, and I'm sure by next week, between Alden Smith and Johnny Manziel, they'll give us more we can talk about and probably updates on these stories. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate you guys calling in. Falcon Zone will be coming on shortly right after us. We'll see you guys next week.